This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I. It does not matter who the host is. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today's Thursday, March 21st of 2024. Day 81st of the year, and only 285 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA.
Yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big is always a good time as we get to do all the fun stuff as we get to do, because if we didn't get to do those things, I'm not sure exactly what we would be doing. No, seriously, I don't say that jokingly. It's a serious equation into what's going on. So anyways, if you're new here, let's talk a little bit about what the hell we do, because that might be important to you. We're a show that talks about safety in the news and safety. We have some professional broadcasters that come in and do their thing. Yeah, they do their thing. You know, they talk about what's going on because we want to know what's going on. Outside of that, we come in, do a main story, and talk about what's going on inside of the world of safety. That's the kind of the way that we do the things. If you want to interact with the show, it's an easy way of doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. And that will get you into our system where you get to call in. You know, that's the whole point, call in radio. So there you go. Video messaging, audio messaging, and text messaging, all options that are available for you once you get there. So there you go. That's it. Pretty much the highlight of everything going on. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes. I guess I should have brought up that we are available on video, audio, and whatever the hell format. So let's see. Podcasting format, video format, if you want to do it in that particular fashion. SafetyFM.com/ or click on the section that says visual radio is probably the best video that you'll get. We're available on the different social media aspects and, of course, available on Radio Big and on Safety FM if you download those apps. So let's talk about this real quick because we're going to need to do that. Sam Bankman-Fried's lawyer responded to prosecutor's sentencing memo, and American Kennel Club announces the hottest breeds in 2023. Hey now, Kathy Griffin hires a PI to find a strange husband, and Eminem is working on a new album. Also, let's see, a third Downton Abbey movie is in the works. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And the London Clinic investigates a security breach. We'll talk about some of those details as we get into information about the Royals. So there you go. A lot of stuff right there as we are talking. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we get into the information that you want to know about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news? So let's move that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. New York Attorney General Letitia James is telling the appellate court that former President Trump has failed to explore all his options. Trump's lawyers say they can't find an underwriter willing to take on the entire amount of the more than $460 million he owes in his civil fraud trial. Unless the appellate court intervenes, James is expected to start taking steps to seize some of Trump's assets to pay for the judgment against him, possibly as early as next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he had a lengthy conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican told reporters he reiterated strong support for Israel and strong disagreement over Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's criticism of the Prime Minister last week.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs.
Schumer last week called Netanyahu an obstacle to peace in the Israel-Hamas war and called for new elections in Israel. The comments sparked backlash from Republican leaders. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged.
Markets believe we will achieve that goal, and they should believe that, because that's what will happen over time. But we stress over time.
Speaking at a press conference, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the policy rate is likely at its peak. He also said the Fed is committed to its 2% inflation goal, which is crucial to a sustainably strong labor market. Powell said that while inflation has eased, it's still too high. The U.S. is working on evacuating Americans who are stuck in Haiti by helicopter. This comes as Haiti is experiencing rising gang violence. The State Department has said there are almost 1,000 Americans in Haiti. The helicopters are expected to make multiple trips from Port-au-Prince to the Dominican Republic. And the U.S. Department of Justice is going to sue Apple for allegedly breaking antitrust laws. This case marks the third time that the DOJ has sued Apple for antitrust violations. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Kyiv has come under attack from Russian ballistic and cruise missiles. The UK government says it can still meet its target of deportation flights to Rwanda within weeks, despite another defeat in Parliament. Indonesia's Prabowo Subianto will be president after official results of last month's election showed he was a clear winner. And the US says it's working with India to hold accountable those behind an alleged plot to kill a Sikh separatist on American soil.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Abortions are up in the U.S. despite bans in more than a dozen states since Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
More than a million abortions were performed nationwide in 2023, 1 year after the U.S. Supreme Court ended a woman's constitutional right to an abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. The Guttmacher Institute, a nonprofit based in New York City, found a 10% jump in abortions since 2020, the highest number in a decade. A growing number of those, medication abortions. Their report also said some women are traveling for abortions, mostly to states bordering their own, where abortion is legal. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The fourth officer who tortured two black men in Mississippi has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. Brian Shook has a story.
This is the federal judge's most severe sentence so far. Rankin County Sheriff's Deputy Christian Deadman is part of a group of white officers who illegally entered the men's home and brutally attacked and tried to sexually assault them for nearly 2 hours while subjecting them to racial hatred. Officials also say the squad also shot one of the men in the mouth and left him while planting a gun and plotting a cover story. I'm Brian Shook.
Grambling State and Colorado are the last schools to go to the dance. Grambling edged Montana State 88-81 in overtime to claim the 16th seed in the Midwest region, while Colorado won the final first four matchup against Boise State 60-53 to secure the 10th seed in the South. The first round of the NCAA men's tournament tips off today with 16 games. and the U.S. is no longer in the top 20 happiest countries in the world. It's the first time that's happened since rankings were started by Gallup back in 2012. Americans are now 23rd on the list. Happiness has fallen among all age groups, but particularly those under age 30, thanks in part to unaffordable housing and a growing sense of loneliness. Nordic countries top the list, with Finland at number one. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. One in six. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, you know it. Sarcasm is tied into this bad boy as we kind of know it, so there you go. So let's get back into some information as we are 15 minutes past the top of the hour, so we got a lot of stuff to cover, so let's do that right now. So taking it from the top of the shit list, it goes something like this. Sam Bankman-Fried's lawyers have responded to the prosecution's sentencing memo, calling the proposed information 4 to 5 decade sentence medieval. Yeah, they just got medieval on your ass. In a filing, they write the recommendations paints SBF as a deprived supervillain with a dark, melodical motives that fly in the face of the record. So there you go. Sounds very superhero-ish, if I may say so, or super villainish, if I may say so. The record has proven that Bankman-Fried illegally used billions of dollars in customers' money to hide his own terrible, if not illegal, other business practices that supervillains do, even if it hurts their feelings to say so. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? It's kind of weird.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sorry, I thought we all liked some supervillains there. I don't know. I mean, I just throw that out there because we had to talk about it. Anyways, gangs in Haiti are expanding their terror to the suburbs of Port-au-Prince, leaving dead bodies in quiet streets and blocking off access to others. One man tells Associated Press he did not go to his job this week for fear of running afoul into 30-something heavily armed men patrolling the streets in front of his home. The U.S. Department has organized a daily flight that will take 30 Americans at a time to safety in the Dominican Republic, but nearly 1,000 Americans remain in the country at various reasons, whether it's government or mission work. This is according to ABC News. So let's do some breakdown here. If you have this at 30 people that you can fly out to the Dominican Republic, remember Haiti, Dominican Republic, dividing line, and to get into that, and you have 1,000 people, just to get 300 people out of there, we're talking 10 days. So if you're looking at it, we're talking a little over a month to get this potential 1,000 people out of there. Little over a month. I mean, think about the stress level that you'd be having going through that. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. Just think about it. Because it's the reality of what we're talking about. Makes it interesting, doesn't it? Anyways, the American Kennel Club announced America's most popular dog breed for 2023. You want to take a wild guess at what it is? Yeah, it's the French Bulldog topped the list for the second consecutive year, followed by the Labrador Retriever, which the AKC is the most popular breed of for 31 years. The rest of the top 10 is the Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, Poodle, Dash Hound, Bulldog, Beagle, Rottweiler, and German Short-Haired Pointier. So there you go. What do you think? I mean, I don't know. Are you a big dog fan? Here's where it gets weird for me. I've had a couple of dogs of my own, maybe three. It's two. You know, it's a big emotional event when something happens to them. You know, they're little dogs, blah, blah, blah. And then I didn't have any kind of pets for a period of time. Then I became a cat person. I think my wife made me become a cat person, but that's a whole other story. So, I don't know. The dog thing is kind of cool, I guess, because we need something to talk about. So there you go. Anyways, Gallup Annual Happiness Report says that Finland has the happiest population based on the three-year survey. The United States fell from the top 22 down to 23 for the first time in the report history, and it gets worse. For those under 30 years of age, America ranked 62 out of 143. The score is based on surveys that ask respondents to rank their overall happiness from a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest. This is according to the World Report. Now, keep in mind that was talked about a little bit earlier, and the purpose behind this, it's about how happy people are. So let's talk about that. If you were 30 and below, number one, you're here. Congrats. If you're not happy here, where would you go? I'm just trying to figure it out. Because there's a lot of stuff to think about. No doubt about it. I mean, there is no doubt in giving that some consideration. So where would you go? I'm just trying to figure. Anyways, a man from Washington State has pleaded guilty in a Montana to multiple counts connected to killing of thousands of animals and selling their feathers and other remains on the black market. Why the black market? included a 48-year-old Travis John Branson. Charges are the killing of a bald eagle. Well, that will do it for you. The golden eagle, which have been protected from hunting and selling since 1940. Branson's brazenly admitted that his crimes in a text message to various buyers, which also received that he sold talons and feathers to hundreds of dollars. He's facing up to 13 years in prison. This is according via Boing Boing. That's not made up, the Boing Boing thing. Now, think about that real quick. So all of a sudden, you've been doing this, and then you decided to text message someone to tell them what you were doing? Listen, I can't make this stuff up. I mean, I could make this stuff up, but what are you thinking? I mean, there's some thought process here of going, probably not the most genius thing you've done. So just saying. Anyways, take a listen to this. Fitness guru turned recluse Richard Simmons has been diagnosed with skin cancer. The 75-year-old details the process on X, telling followers that he had a spot removed from near his eyes, and then he was then the test came back with some cells that were considered cancerous, the most common form of skin cancer. No word on the prognosis, though the post comes just days after Simmons sparked concern about a tweet about him dying. So there you go. Some information going on right there about some things going on with Richard Simmons. Now, if you have watched Richard Simmons or seen Richard Simmons, sweating to the oldies was a big thing that he used to do back in the day. So just some stuff to talk about. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some Erin Ryall in and let her tell you a little bit about what's going on with some money matters.
The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. However, the central bank did indicate that three cuts are coming sometime this year. The cuts would be the first since the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. The current federal funds rate level is at its highest in over 23 years. Gas prices are creeping up. Today's national average is $3.51 a gallon, up from yesterday's $3.48. This is according to AAA. At this time last week, prices were just shy of $3.40, while drivers were paying $3.27 a month ago. As it stands today, California has the highest price at $4.91 on average. The cheapest gas in the nation can be found in Mississippi at $3.04 a gallon. Everything's bigger in Texas, including how far a six-figure salary will go. After subtracting federal, state, and local taxes, as well as housing, grocery, utility, and other living costs, it turns out El Paso, Texas is where $100,000 will take you the furthest. A $100,000 salary in El Paso amounts to around $88,000 after taking out those expenses. El Paso is one of five Texas cities on Smart Assets list. San Antonio, Lubbock, and Houston also ranked within the top 10. Former President Trump says he'll need to take extreme measures to pay his $464 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. Michael Kastner reports.
That includes selling some of his properties quickly for cheap, what he calls fire sale prices. Trump complained that the judge actually wants me to put up hundreds of millions of dollars for the right to appeal his ridiculous decision.
After nearly two decades, Subway is making the switch and will exclusively serve Pepsi beverages starting next year, replacing Coca-Cola.
Subway signed a 15-year deal with Coke in 2003, but when the deal closed in 2018, the chain started offering Pepsi drinks again. While Pepsi is served at fast food chains, including Taco Bell and KFC, more of the top chains serve Coke, including McDonald's and Burger King.
Consumer and business news, Erin Ryall, NBC News Radio.
Okay, so there you go. No more Coke with the Subway. So there you go. I guess you must start liking Pepsi if you want to do that. You know, it's the choice of a new generation. At least that's what they used to say years ago. So there you go. Anyways, by the numbers, let's talk about it. The Dow gained about 401 points to close at 39,512. And that's an all-time high, just in case. The S&P increased by 46 points to close at 5,224. And the NASDAQ gained 202 points to close at 16,369. West Texas Intermediate closed at $81 a barrel. And Brent crude was nearly at $86 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.51 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin back on Wednesday, up about 9%, trading over just $67,400. There was more than 3,000 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and more than 50 such cancellation. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $977 million jackpot. So, or if not a $461 million cash payout. So I guess if you're going to play that game, now would be the time to give it some serious consideration. Not a doubt about that whatsoever. Take a listen to this. In Inglewood, California, the Inglewood United School District is planning to permanently close five schools. Inglewood County Administrator James Morris made the announcement on Wednesday.
Simply put, we're operating more schools than we can afford to operate. We need to close some schools to remain competitive, improve instruction, and repair the schools that will stay open.
The schools are Morningside High School, Crozier Junior High, and Hundle, Highland and Kaleo Elementary Schools. The school will close at the end of 2024-2025 school year. The district says the declining enrollment and financial issues. Three other schools in Inglewood have closed since 2019, and there have been reports that Morningside High School potentially closing for several years. It is less than a mile from SoFi Stadium and the soon-opened Intuit Dome. So there you go. You kind of figured that that would go because, you know, now the property has some more value. Let's just not lie. So the Inglewood residents say that that she was ready for the announcement.
We're not surprised, but I'm definitely more motivated to fight even more. The fight is not over.
The mother believes that the stadium development in Inglewood have made the school sites attractive to developers. Hey now.
My daughter's school, Worthington Elementary, which was less than a mile from the new Clipper Stadium. Now we see Kelso, which is across the street from the stadium, is one of the schools. And then Morningside High School, which is 0.6 miles from the stadium.
Also, the mother says the stadium developments are forcing people out of Inglewood.
They are deliberately displacing Black and brown people in our neighborhood. So we are getting pushed out of our homes. We are getting evicted from our apartments. And now we're getting kicked out of our schools.
So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. Also, take a listen to this. Crews at Colorado Springs construction site are back at it after an explosive device was found on Tuesday. Caitlin Ford, senior public communications specialist for the Colorado Springs Police Department, says that the response to reports found the explosive on a regular basis and urge anyone who sees something to call right away.
If it is a military ordnance that isn't inert or isn't hollow, if there's actual explosives in it and it's a military grade ordnance, then we have a great partnership with the Fort Carson Bomb Squad. They'll come out and actually take care of that.
Okay, a worker found an old mortar around near the intersection of Hancock Expressway and Asteron Boulevard. Police say that it was very old and rusted, but it did appear to be military explosive device. A special team was brought out and determined that it would hollow the insert. So there you go. A bomb detection canine did not find any other devices. So there you go. So, I don't think the common civilian would recognize an explosive device. Just throwing that out there as an idea, but who knows? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe they won't know.
Duh.
Maybe they will know.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, take a listen to this. California Proposition 1 has reportedly passed by narrow margin. Daniel Martindale has some more info.
The Times of San Diego reports the mental health bond backed by Governor Gavin Newsom received enough votes to pass as of Wednesday's updated vote count. It means California will be spending $6.4 billion in bond funding to build housing and residential treatment facilities for people with mental illnesses. It also requires individual counties to spend more tax revenue on housing and programs for homeless people with serious mental illnesses. Newsom postponed Monday's planned State of the State speech because the vote was still too close to call. In a social media post, he calls it a huge victory and the biggest change California has seen in decades. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Daniel Martindale, thank you. State of the State speech. There you go. An apartment fire in Washington Heights leaves four people injured, including two toddlers. This is happening out of New York, New York. Jonathan O'Halloran reports.
The fire started just before 11 o'clock Wednesday night on Audubon Avenue. Police say four people were pulled from that fire, a 9-year-old girl and 29-year-old woman who are expected to be okay, and a 1-year-old boy and 2-year-old boy. Both of those toddlers are in critical condition after suffering from smoke and inhalation and burns. The cause of the fire remains unknown. Jonathan O'Halloran, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan, for that information right there. A bodega association is now pledging a reward after the same bodega is allegedly robbed by the same man three times Jonathan O'Halloran has some info coming out of the Bronx.
The robberies happened in January, February, and March at a bodega on 163rd Street in Morrisania. The perp made off with over $1,000 in cash altogether. In all three cases, the same 41-year-old worker was robbed once at knife point and twice at gunpoint. In one instance, the worker was pushed by the suspect, causing injury, according to the NYPD. The United Bodegas of America, in a press conference Wednesday, now say they're worried the suspect will strike again. They're pledging a $3,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest. Jonathan O'Halloran, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, there you go. $3,000. Do you think somebody will talk for $3,000? I'm just asking the question. I never know these things. Anyways, take a listen to this. We normally don't talk a lot about sports, but we're going to talk about this one. This is coming out of Baltimore, Maryland. The sale of the Baltimore Orioles has cleared another hurdle. The Maryland Stadium Authority has approved the transfer of the Orioles' ownerships to the Angelo family, to a group of investors led by billionaire Baltimore native David Rubenstein. This is O's fans is excited about the new ownership and can't wait for the deal to be finalized.
He seems like he's the type of guy that just wants to put money into this team and see this team be a winner and, you know, bring a World Series back to Baltimore.
The new ownership group also includes former Baltimore Mayor Kurt Smokius, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Orioles Hall of Famer Kyle Ripken Jr., and former NBA star Grant Hill. The more than $1.7 billion sale must still be approved by the Major League Baseball owners. So let me make sure that I understood what the guy said. You know, the fan. The people are looking to put money into this. That way we have a... this way we're back to being winners. So are you saying without money you can't be a winner? Because that's a whole other thing to really think about if you kind of think about it. No, seriously.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Let's do one more real quick. Let's talk about the road to the White House because that's important to some.
Road to the White House 2024. Five states held presidential primaries Tuesday. Both President Biden and former President Trump have already secured the nominations of their respective parties and both easily won in all five states. Biden was in Phoenix during Tuesday's contest, where he launched a new initiative to engage and mobilize Latino voters, communities, and leaders across the country.
I need you badly. I need the help. Kamala and I desperately need your help because, look, there's only about six or seven states that are going to determine the outcome of this election. There are toss-up states. This is one of them.
Former President Trump briefly spoke to reporters after casting his ballot not far from his home at Mar-a-Lago. In Washington, I'm Brian Shook.
So there you go. A lot of information going on right there in regards to the White House. Now, listen, I will tell you this. We talk about the road to the White House almost daily on this show because this is what we do. But it's always interesting to me, the people that are interested in third-party candidates, which, hey, that's good for you if that's what you're interested in. But there's really not a lot of information addressed about a third-party candidate in regards of what could potentially take place. When you take a look at that, do you sit there and go, if you vote for a third-party candidate, it might as well is like taking away a vote from somebody who more than likely has a better chance of winning? Or do you look at it as this? It is what it is, and life goes on, dear John. I'm just asking the question because I always want to have a better understanding. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into our main story because I think it's time to go ahead and do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's move into it. Let's group about it. Let's get into the information of everything that is going on. And man, we can sit here today and talk about entropy. Okay, no, hold on, wrong show. But we can sit here and we can talk about some information and we can talk about some of the things that are going on inside of our world. We can talk about some of the things that are happening day in and day out inside of our organization, or sometimes we can talk about some of the oddest things that are happening. And if you are looking at some of these large language systems, this might be something exciting for you, but you also might be looking at this and going, well, this could potentially cause a little bit of a chaotic environment, depending on how you want to look at this. So if you're looking across the board, and this is anywhere within your organization, you are probably more than likely noticing the rise of AI. Yeah, I said that out loud. The rise of AI. which to some is a good thing, to some is a bad thing. It all depends on which perspective you look at. So recently, there's been multiple large language systems that have come out, some more popular than others. Of course, you'll always hear about ChatGPT because that seems to be the most popular one inside of the group. First does not mean that you're the best, but we'll talk about popularity there. But as you look at these large language systems that are out there, where you can give it some level of data, and then in return it gives you some level of data back, what do you think? Do you think that because of these large language systems, you're able to replace some of the people that are inside of your system? I'm just asking the question. Because some people are very excited about these large language systems and some of the abilities that they can do. I will tell you, a friend of mine who actually hosts a very popular podcast in the safety world recently started using some of these AI features that are available. What were they able to do? They were able to edit an audio podcast. They were able to get a description inside of there. They were also able to get the show notes and get the actual transcript, all done by the AI. Oh, and by the way, it also cleaned up their audio. Everything was done by this because of an AI system. Now think about that. Something that you would normally either have to do yourself or hire someone, all of a sudden a system can do on its own. The other side of the equation looks something similar to this. If you are able to give information into a system and you are doing model researching, but now you are doing it through a system, wouldn't the system be able to detail some of that information? Some of these large language systems now are able to do something that is very interesting, where you're able to take large quantities of information, input it, and go, this is the basis that I'm trying to work around. This is the basis of the stuff that I want to see based on this prior information. Now find me something working this as your, we'll say, your values or belief system and figure out something from here. Now, this is where things are going to get scary. Not because, hey, we shouldn't, you know, appreciate technology. But if you look at these systems in that particular format, all of a sudden, now you're going to see things that are going, okay, all of the data that we have just provided is based on what we believe works within our system. And now everything gets built from there. Everything gets pushed from there with no other outsider point of view. See how things can get a little wonky there? Because imagine the level of weird that you can get into if you have no other belief system inside of that whatsoever. The good, the bad, and the ugly. What are we going to get into next? That's going to be the greatest question of all.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/1. That's safetyfm.com/1. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Sorry that I ain't shit. Sorry I'll make it to the A-list. Sorry all I do is get faded. Sorry that I wasn't thinking about you when I married you. Sorry that I leave that shit on red. I never say shit. Sorry I felt shit. Sorry all I'm trying to do is sell shit. Sorry I'm so motherfucking selfish. I'm sorry that I ain't shit. I said I'm sorry that I ain't shit.
Okay, there you go. 43 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show on this lovely Thursday.
Sign me up for the 27th
club. Yeah, this right here, this is Shock Face. Not that you have a shock face. Have you ever seen somebody with a shock face? That's a whole other story. Yeah, Metonia. That's the name of the song, readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. And please make sure to use my offer code. No, I'm kidding. But there you go, Metonia. Shock face. So there you go. Thanks to Shock Face for allowing us to play this here. Always an important part to what we do. Talking about all the stuff. No doubt about that. So there you go. You know, it's always a good time when we get to play some new music around here. No doubt. No doubt. So there you go. There you go. There you go. Thanks again to Shockface for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Right Love on Her Arms. But what I want to talk to you about today is self-care. When you're having a tough moment or a tough day, it's okay to pause and take care of yourself. If you go to their website, TWLOHA.com, you can find some suggestions for what you can do right away and how you can make plans to keep self-care efforts going into the future. Once you get there, the section will open up about self-care. It talks about anything to connect with breathing techniques, make sure that you have your basic needs. There's also some meditation body scans. Use your senses to create a space between yourself and your feelings. Call or text a friend. Understand that you are worthy, you are enough, and you belong here. You know, it's kind of like creating a mantra, seeing some of these things that are important. Visualize a place that you're comfortable with. Find ways to move. And I'm talking about like moving around, not so much like, hey, like move. Like I got to leave the city. I got to move to the city. You know, not that kind of stuff. It's about doing things or techniques that will work for your self-care. We talk about all other things about finding help, but sometimes we need to talk about some of the things that you can do instantly in regards to that. And I'm just throwing that out there because it's important to talk about. So self-care section under To Right Love on Her Arms. That is TWLOHA.com. TWLOHA.com. Just to talk about some things right there. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. If you're a stomach sleeper, this is important. Experts are warning for those who sleep front side down that they are a lot more prone to a number of health issues. One of the biggest complaints of stomach sleepers is that the lower back pain. And Dr. Tony Nalda from the UK's Scoliosis Reduction Center warns that if you are already suffering from neck and back problems, sleeping in this position guarantees to make them worse. Stomach sleeping can also make it more difficult to breathe deeply and properly because the position compresses your diaphragm, the doctor says. He also warns that if you can put stress on your heart through the pressure on your chest, and it makes it harder for your blood cells to circulate. This could also lead to cardiac issues over time, including higher blood pressure, especially if you already have problems there. The front sleeping position has also taken the blame for migraines, pinched nerves, and neurological issues as a result of sleeping with a twisted neck. In addition, you may have already been aware of the sleeping on your stomach can lead to facial wrinkles because of the way that it causes your face to compress in the pillow. But that's nothing compared to the way my wife compresses the pillow on my face if I'm honking away on my back. You know, snoring, you know, that portion. Also, it's always sleep on the right side or on that where I start after about 10 minutes. If anybody guess, you know, where I'll end up, it's up to them because I have no clue. So here's the thing. If you're sleeping, how do you know where you sleep? Like, do you know that you're sleeping face down? Do you know that you're sleeping on your back? I mean, do you remember that old movie called The Coneheads where they slept standing up? Maybe that's the better alternative. I don't know. Is it something to think about? Just throwing that out there? I don't know. I mean, it gets weird. It always gets weird. It never stops not getting weird in regards to what we're talking about. So there you go. Some stuff always going on. Let's get into some more news things because, hey, we got some time. Got some time to talk about some of this stuff because there's a lot of stuff going on real quick. Where else do we want to go? Do we want to talk? Let's see. Let's talk about cardio cells. Let's do that. Broward Commissioner taking preliminary vote on whether to allow or not allow taxpayers to decide if they want to a quarter penny sales of initiative of the November ballot of the full cardiac CT scans. Commissioner Steve Geller says that the revenue, which could generate $125 million per day. Yeah. That could also pay for the ingredients, or for the indigent care of some cancer screening. Take a listen.
The question is whether or not I should be giving the voters of Broward County the opportunity to decide this themselves.
The test uses X-rays so doctors can see the heart and blood vessels and iodine injections then show the plaque in the coronary arteries that can lead to trouble. Commissioner Steve Geller says that the revenue would fund other tests.
And to dramatically expand it to other areas such as cancer screening.
So take a listen to what else he had to say.
The quarter penny would raise somewhere between 110 and 120 million, and that program needs at most 10 million a year.
So how is that possible, which could generate $125 million? Oh, that says per year. I thought it said per day at first, and I was like, why would this even be a conversation? I'm just saying, just throwing that out there. Anyways, let's talk about tax tips because we're right there in tax season. So why would we not do this? Each and every taxpayer should be aware that they have the rights. Take a listen to what Jennifer Polsoni explains.
CPA Randy Samuelson notes the Taxpayer Bill of Rights adopted in 2014 groups into 10 broad categories rights that are detailed in the tax code. While people may refer to the Bill of Rights to help navigate disputes with the IRS, Samuelson points out other benefits. He says if you receive an audit from the IRS, your Bill of Rights says you have 30 days to respond. He also adds taxpayers have the right to get additional time to get paperwork in order and to potentially amend a return in case there was a mistake.
The right that you have time, you're not going to jail. and the fact that you can request a payment plan.
So when you're doing taxes this season, know you have the right to be informed of IRS decisions and receive clear explanations of your outcomes, all easily accessible and laid out.
There is a full taxpayer bill of rights that's on the IRS.gov website.
Jennifer Polsoni, NBC News Radio.
Okay, so there you go. Let's talk about some other things real quick. Grand Rapids, Michigan, an over-the-counter birth control pill from Grand Rapids base Perrigo is available in some stores starting today. Opill is already available for purchase online. CVS says that it will be at the stores today. And Corewell Health, Marisa Rosalind Clark, says that women should be at least be able to talk to their doctors about this first.
Definitely talk to your practitioner, whether it be your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant. Your medical provider definitely can give you insight on what would be the best form of contraception for you and the best fit for both your lifestyle and risk and family and personal risk factors.
Rite Aid says that it will start carrying 1 and 3 month supplies of the drug this week. The first week of April, better saying. Walgreens says it will have it when the shipment is arrived. Opill has been available for prescriptions since 1973 and is now available without a doctor's order, which is going to make things even more interesting. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there for sure. Also, abortions are up in the U.S. despite the ban more than dozens of states since Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
More than a million abortions were performed nationwide in 2023, 1 year after the U.S. Supreme Court ended a woman's constitutional right to an abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. The Guttmacher Institute, a nonprofit based in New York City, found a 10% jump in abortions since 2020, the highest number in a decade. A growing number of those, medication abortions. Their report also said some women are traveling for abortions, mostly to states bordering their own, where abortion is legal. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
Okay, thank you, Sarah Lee, for that information right there. Let's do this. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brent. Jimmy Stewart said, "I think one day you'll find that you are the hero you've been looking for." I love that. Now, first of all, I'm a fan of Jimmy Stewart. Not only as an actor, but he was an amazing person. He was a pilot before World War II. When the U.S. got involved, Jimmy Stewart was already a big star. He could have easily been allowed to just help the war effort somewhere else, but not actually go to war. Instead, he insisted that he put his pilot skills to use, and he did well, and he won awards. When he returned to Hollywood, one of his first films was It's a Wonderful Life. Now, there's a scene in that movie where he has a breakdown. That was not acting. That was PTSD, what they called at the time shell shock. Jimmy Stewart was a hero.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
The CDC is out with a health alert warning about a rapid rise in measles cases. It says so far this year there are 58 cases in 17 states. That already equals the number of cases reported in all of last year. Doctors say on average one infected person infects 12 to 18 unvaccinated people.
Measles can literally cause blindness. And, of course, if you get pneumonia, you run the risk of dying.
Terry Burke is with the Texas-based Immunization Project. She says the vaccines are safe and effective. Michigan will no longer be the only state to ban paid surrogacy. The state Senate has passed a bill repealing that law. The ban was put in place in the 1980s when a New Jersey case involving Baby M made national headlines when the surrogate decided she wanted to keep the baby instead of handing it over to the parents. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
There you go. Some Radio Big action coming out your way, that's for sure. Anyways, 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date as I take a look around. Back in 2018, Mark Zuckerberg admits that Facebook made mistakes after analytics firm Cambridge Analytica harvested data for about 50 million users' political advertisement purposes. The illicit harvesting was first reported by journalists for The Guardian in December of 2015. The scandal finally erupted in March with the emergence of whistleblower Christopher Willey, who previously worked for Cambridge Analytica. Following the reveal, more than $100 billion. Dollars was knocked off of Facebook's stock value. And let's see, politicians demanded answers. This all led to Zuckerberg awkwardly testifying in front of Congress. That happened back in 2018. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those. Jace Norman turns 24, Diggy Simmons 29, Jasmine Savy Brown turns 30, Scott Eastwood turns 38, Adrian Peterson 39, Melissa Gorga 45, Matthew Broderick turned 62. What? Ferris Bueller turned 62 today? Rosie O'Donnell also turned 62, and Gary Oldman turned 66. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I always have some of those. Let's go through them because there's quite a lot. World Down Syndrome Day, International Color Day, National Crunchy Taco Day, World Poetry Day, National Memory Day, World Vermouth Day, National Single Parent Day, World Property Day, International Day of Forest, International Fragrance Day, National Common Courtesy Day, World Tattoo Day, there's an idea, Harmony Day, and National Fats Day. What do you do on National Fats Day? That's an interesting one. Well, let's not forget about this one. Today everyone can be French. It's National French Bread Day. Listen to what Brie Tennis has to say.
The baguette we know and love came out of a French law in 1920 saying bakers could not get to the kitchen before 4 a.m. and they could only make bread with four ingredients. That led to a tweaking of the recipe and voila, the baguette. There's nothing fancy about it, but oh, so French. So today, grab a baguette and be a little French. Wine and cheese optional. I'm Brie Tennis.
Four ingredients only, because that's important. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, try this. My girlfriend said to me once, if anything ever happens to me, I want you to meet someone new. It turns out getting stuck in a traffic doesn't count as anything, just so you know. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What embarrassing or incredibly clever scam did you fall for? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 31% of singles say that they have dated someone they met here. Where is it? The gym. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Thursday. At the top of the hour, if you stay on Safety FM, Sheldon Primus, the safety consultant show, will actually be going on right there. If you go over to Radio Big, we'll talk about the world of music and entertainment over there. So thoughts and opinions are up to you about what happens there, that is for sure. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The road to success is dotted with any tempting parking spaces. So, there you go. It's tempted with many tempted parking spaces. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.